Buzz on 97.7 The River.
Week 15 NFL picks. I've got Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer in the studio. Check out that podcast, Sports Meets Beer, on all the podcasting locations. Right now, our overall NFL picks have Brad sitting at 22-10. I'm 19-13. Ben's at 11-1.
We're keeping track of this stuff? I had no idea. I thought we were just there for fun. My kids quit looking me in the eye. Put it that way. See what I'm doing here?
Yeah. You flip a coin?
I've got three coins in front of me.
Why
do
they have to be
picks.
Different coins?
Yeah, take it easy, Harvey Dent. What are you doing over there?
Take it easy. This is my segment right now. This is my time. Don't interrupt.
I mean, you could use the same coin every time.
I can't use the coin every time. I'm going to use three different coins. I'll do it how I want. I'm going to prove to you that no matter what I do, I'm wrong. That is the point of this year. That's what 2019 has spoken to me about NFL picks. I'm going with the Denver Broncos at the Kansas City Chiefs.
Okay.
Heads is the home team. Tails is the away team. I'm going with Kansas City Chiefs. Even though I believe Denver is going to really upset them, I'm picking the Chiefs.
Locke's played really well. That game was awesome. Yeah. That's a blitzkrieg of Houston for sure.
But with them, it's one of those things where these are the kind of sleeper games where you kind of look past the fourth place team. This is where they're going to probably upset. But I am going with Kansas City because the coin told me so.
The coin said so. All right, Brad.
So I went with the Rams last week against Seattle because that's what I wanted.
Dave would not let us hear the end of it.
He was very excited about it.
I also saw the matchup for what it was, and they matched up well with what Seattle had been doing offensively. The Rams defense has been awesome the last like eight games. If you were a gambling person, you know that 7 out of the last 8 games, the Rams defense has forced the under in any of those games. The Cowboys are a mess. They're a mess.
That whole division is a mess.
I was bullish on the Cowboys early. There's so much talent on that offense, but man, is Jason Garrett a disaster. There's a lot of things going on here. The big one is that team just hasn't shown up in 3 weeks. That's the big thing. The Rams have something to fight for.
They do.
The Cowboys do too, but it's almost like the Cowboys just have to play not badly enough to lose.
Because
Philadelphia, that division is awful.
Terrible.
The Rams have really something to play for. That's a team that has postseason acumen. They went to the Super Bowl last year. For a minute there, it looked like Sean McVay might be Chip Kelly, right? Like one sort of gimmicky offense, and that's kind of the end of it. But he's got Jared Goff playing well. He's got Todd Gurley playing well. It's a close game. It's two really good defenses. Take the under. I don't want it to be this way as a Niner fan, but I got to go with the Rams here.
Well, I'm going to go with the Bills at the Steelers. Talk about a coin flip game.
Can't steal my philosophy.
I know.
Right now.
It's Sunday Night Football. Remember when we were saying that Mike Tomlin was on the hot seat?
Yes.
They're 8-5.
I know.
With three different quarterbacks.
With a quarterback named Duck, by the way.
Duck.
Yeah.
Which they've also outlawed duck calls at the game.
Have they?
Yes.
Interesting.
It was becoming an issue.
Well.
In what way? Like there were too many ducks coming to the game?
No.
Like they're just exactly. calling a bunch of mallards just flying into
everywhere.
The stadium?
Shotguns everywhere. Anyway.
Ooh, wrong formation, guys.
So right now, if the season were to end today, the Steelers would actually be in the playoffs. That they're seeding, I think, in 6. So, but the Bills have a lot to play for because they could actually win the division the way the Patriots lost 2 in a row now. So, it's so crazy. I'm like mentally flipping a coin because I won't steal your bit, although I wrote coin flip on this paper before you came here today.
There's no timestamp.
I'm going to go with the Bills on like a mental coin flip. All right, we'll pick the Bay Area teams coming up next.